BBC presents Tony Hancock with Moira Lister, Bill Kerr, and Sidney James in
Hancock's Half Hour.
The task of being a comedy star is a hard one. It's an expensive one, too. He must keep up appearances, be well presented, look successful. And that's no easy job, especially if you're a struggling, tubby little man called Tony Hancock.
Well, I don't mind telling you, I'm just about fed up with it. Every time you pick up a paper or a magazine, it's the same. Look, look at this, look at this. Mr. Terry Thomas at the wheel of his Rolls Royce. This one here. Mr. Max Bygraves arrives at the studio in his American limousine. And this here, this one. Mr. Jimmy Edwards buys new 100 miles an hour sports car. Well, it makes you sick. Oh, well, I suppose I'd better get down to the theatre.
Yeah, I'll go and get your bike out.
All right. Don't rub it in.
Shall I take the beer crates off the front?
No, leave them there. I got a late delivery tonight.
Tony, haven't you got any pride at all? A man in your position doing beer rounds in the evening.
It's lucky for you that I do. If it wasn't for that 7 and 6 a week, I wouldn't be able to take you out to dinner every night for a start.
7 and 6 a week. Where can you take a girl out to eat every night on that money?
You mind your own business.
Go on. Go on, tell him. Tell him what happened there last night.
No.
I want to hear more about this restaurant. What did happen, Moira?
A bus ran into the back of it and the horse bolted.
Tub, fancy taking Moira to those places. How mean can you get?
I am not mean. I wouldn't mind taking Moira to the Dorchester, the Ritz, or the Savoy.
Well, why don't you?
Because they don't sell hot meat pies at a tenner a time. I need every penny I can get. I'm saving up to buy a car.
A car?
Certainly. Do you realize I am the only comedian in the country who hasn't got a car? Why, it's humiliating, as they say. I'm getting fed up with arriving at Phil Premier's in me oilskin cape and me bicycle clips.
Well, you ought to be able to afford to buy a car with all the money you get from the BBC.
Yes. Very good. Yes. Thank you.
Time out for bitter laughter. The laugh, BBC, they haven't got any money.
Well, they get £12 million a year from wireless licenses.
Listen, by the time Ted Ray's had his dip, there's nothing left. Do you honestly know the man, please? The man who empties the dustbins gets more than me.
I do not.
Ah. Sorry. Apart from Kerr, I don't know where they get their money from. I can't afford to buy a new car.
Well, you just have to buy a second-hand one, that's all.
And I know the very place to get it.
Yes, I thought you would. Yes, where?
Sid James Secondhand Car Mart.
Nope.
But Tom...
No, I am buying nothing more off Sidney James. The man is a scurrilous scallywag.
Well, you said it.
Only just.
But look, what have you got against Sidney?
He's a twister. Do you know last week he sold me 2 tickets to see a West End show?
Well?
It wasn't until I got inside and bought me program I found out it was the one I'm in.
But look, Tub, this is different. Sid won't be able to twist you with a car. You'll be able to see what you're buying. Besides, you can take an expert along with you.
Such as whom?
Me.
I might have guessed.
Look, I'm a mechanical genius. I'm your pal.
Yes.
I wouldn't let you down.
No,
there's
no.
Nothing I wouldn't do for
yes.
you.
Yes.
And
you invented the wheel,
there's nothing
didn't you?
I don't know about machinery.
No. Yes, that is good.
Why, I can have a car to bits in no time.
The way you drive, that's not difficult.
Won't do any harm going down to see what cars Sidney's got to offer, Tony. He may have just what you're looking for.
Yeah, and if you don't like what he's got, you don't buy it. It's as simple as that.
All right, we'll go down and have a look at Sidney's stock. Better take some of me savings down there.
How much farther?
Not far. Sid's place is around here somewhere.
Can't be this street. Nothing down here except that dirty old junkyard.
Shall we go in?
You mean that's the place? I'm not buying any of that stuff.
Oh, but that's only part of his stock. He's got over 300 cars here, all different.
Well, they're different from anything I've ever seen. Some of that lot must have done 100,000 miles when Genevieve was still on the drawing board.
keep your voice down. Here comes Sid.
Morning, gents. What can I do for you?
Mr. Hancock wants to buy a car.
Oh, you couldn't have come to a better place. I got a wonderful selection here. What sort do you want?
Oh, something I'd look me best in.
Oh, that's a pity. I sold the last hearse this morning. Well, I should be able to find something for you. Let's have a look around. Ah, what about this one? Just rolled off the assembly line.
Who pushed it? My name.
There's nothing wrong with this car. Solid as a rock. Built like a tank. Just test the strength of that metal. Go on, tap it. Go on.
All right, all right. Yes, it I must say, it does. Yes, got anything else?
Well, let's see now. Oh, here's one. Just a car you're looking for. Lovely model. One of the finest cars in the yard.
It's a bit old, isn't it?
Old? It's in beautiful nick. Look at the workmanship. Look at those headlights.
Yes, they're lovely. Can you still get the wicks for them?
Well, anyway, it hasn't been used much. Still got the original tires.
Yes, those solid ones do last, don't they?
I'll start her up and take you for a ride in her. You'll be amazed at the performance.
What's its fuel consumption?
Well, let's see now. On the long run, I should say, about 10 miles to the gallon of water. And 100 weight of coke.
You're very kind. I don't think we'll bother.
Till you get in and see it go.
Ah.
You'll be intoxicated by the exuberance of your velocity.
Get away.
I'll just get her going. Got a match?
Here you are.
Right, you work the bellows. Hancock, take this brush and give the chimney a clean out. Ah, she's getting a bit of steam up now. We'll go for a ride round the block.
Bags, I take the tiller.
Right. Let her go.
Aren't you coming in with us, Mr. James?
No, I better walk in front with a red flag. Well, come on, get moving. He won't move.
Have you got the brakes off?
Yes, I've been off for years.
No brakes? Well, how do you pull up?
Stick your hand out. Grab hold of a lamppost.
It still won't move. There must be something wrong.
All right, put the fire out. We'll have a look at it. Billy, crawl underneath.
Okay. I found the trouble.
What is it?
Well, you know the centrifugal transmission joins the throttle and the intake manifold through the ignition distributor.
Yeah.
And you know the transmission meets the differential just behind the universal couplings under the half shaft.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to look around the yard. They're not here.
Well, never mind. Give it a push. That'll start it. Right? All aboard. Let's get going. Hold tight. We're moving. Tell you, listen to that engine purring like a kitten. Shove some more coke on a fire. All right, open her right out. Let's see how fast she can go. Come on, we can pass that bloke in front if we try.
Well, I don't know. He's walking pretty fast.
Bill, stick your hand out the window. Wave that tortoise on.
Look out! We're going downhill.
Quick, put the brakes on.
How can I? We haven't got any.
Hancock, stick your hand out and grab hold of that lamppost.
Look out, we're going.
Blimey, what a stroke of luck. We stopped right at the bottom of the hill.
Oh, well done, Tony. You saved our... Tony? Tony? Tony, where is he?
Sit, Bill, get me down off this flipping lamppost.
Boy, must have been quite a jerk.
Why?
His trousers and shoes are still here.
I'm sorry, Hancock. It was just an unfortunate accident. How was I to know there was a hill there?
All right, forget it. Just that I felt such a Charlie hanging up there on the lamppost. Halfway up a lamppost in me underwear. That copper asked me what I was doing up there. I said, trying to stop a car. He nearly ran me in. Embarrassing it was.
Look, I said I was sorry. Now then, do you want to buy the car or not?
No, I want something more up to date. You you haven't got what I want, you know. So I think if we don't be fair, can't we, we'll go somewhere else.
No, wait a minute. Look, I must have something in the yard that you... Oh, yes.
Yes?
I just remembered. I got the very thing. I've been waiting for a motorist like you to come along. How would you like an almost brand new saloon?
Where is it?
Anybody about?
No.
Come into my shed. There she is, over in the corner.
What, that big black one?
Yes, just come in today.
Oh, Tony, what a lovely car. It's just what you want.
Yeah, looks almost brand new.
Yeah, just one small point.
What?
What's your mechanic taking the number plates off for?
What? Don't you want them taken off?
No, it must have number plates. But I couldn't afford to buy it. It must be worth £1,000.
It's yours for 250.
250?
Well, you're friends of mine. And besides, well, how can I put it?
Oh.
I mean, well, you know.
Sid, I've been wrong all this time.
Go on, buy a tub. It's a pinch at that price.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I brought the money with me. 250 quid. All my savings. Here you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Well, that's one shilling. Let's have the rest.
Here, look. Take the sack. It's about right.
Good. Car's yours. You can drive it away. And don't tell anybody where you got it. They'll all want one.
Oh, we won't. It's all right.
Goodbye. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Big Dan.
Well, there go three of the ones that are born every minute. Charlie, hurry up and get that respray finished. I'm expecting another six in. The boys have had a good day around the car park.
This is the life. Luxury at last. What a wonderful car. I say, can't half nip along, can't it?
Moira, take it easy. There's a lot of cars about.
Don't worry, I'm only doing 30 miles an hour.
You're doing 85 miles an hour.
I am not. I've been watching the dial. It hasn't moved off the 30 mark since we started.
If you twisted that knob, it would. It's the radio set. Are you sure you've driven a car before?
Well, of course. Why?
Well, out of 20 sets of traffic lights, you've stopped at one.
Well, when you see one, you've seen the lot.
Moira, steady. Look out. Oh, slow down, will you? You're not supposed to be doing more than 30 in a built-up area.
This isn't a built-up area.
It was before you went through it.
Hello, look. There's a car following behind us.
Oh, yeah, I...
Hey.
Hey, slow down, Moira. It's a police car.
So it is. I say, what a coincidence. Looks just like our one, doesn't it?
Yeah. Same make, same color. Only difference is they've got a police sign fixed on the top of their roof.
Ah, I see it. Bill?
Yeah?
What are those two little screw holes in the top of our roof?
Oh, why, I don't know. Probably used to have a luggage rack up there.
Oh, yeah. Pull in a bit, Moira. The police car wants to pass us. Oh, look, they're saluting us. Hello. Nice policeman, hello. Evening, officer. Keep the old eyes peeled, old man. That's right, yes. A lot of car thieves about these days. Good lad. There they go. Switch the radio on, Moira. Let's have some music.
Calling all cars, calling all cars. Keep sharp lookout for police car number 11 stolen from West London area earlier this morning. Repeat, police car number 11 stolen from West London area earlier this morning.
And some people got a nerve stealing a police car.
Stolen car last seen on road A40 to Oxford. Repeat, stolen car last seen on road A40 to Oxford. That is all.
A40 to Oxford, that's the road we're on.
So it is. Better keep our eyes open in case we see it. Might be a reward. The police don't like their own stuff being knocked off, you know. The blokes in the car won't half catch it when they're caught, I can tell you.
Hey, look out, Moira. Watch that car in front. Sound your hooter.
Which one's the hooter?
I don't know. Try that button there.
That's a funny hooter.
Well, it made him pull over.
I say, he's gone white.
Look, he's putting a 10-shilling note in his driving license.
Calling all cars, calling all cars. Stolen car number 11 just reported seen approaching a public house called The Dog and Duck. Approaching public house called The Dog and Duck.
That reminds me, I could do with a drink.
Good idea. Let's pull up at The Dog and Duck over there.
Hey, wait a minute. The Dog and Duck. That stolen police car's passing here.
Where? Quick, let's have a look. I can't see anything. We're the only car on the road. We're the only... passing the Dog and Duck?
The A40 to Oxford?
Two O's in the roof.
Bell on the front?
Black.
Same make.
Radio connected to the police station.
Got it cheap.
Off Sydney James. Marla?
Yes?
Quick, turn left up the road here.
There isn't a road there.
Well, don't just sit there. Turn left and make one.
How much further have we got to go?
Not far. Another 100 yards or so.
These modern cars aren't very comfortable, are they? I'm a good mind to complain to the makers.
Well, it's not their fault. They weren't designed to go across ploughed fields.
Oh, me head. Me head. I keep bouncing up and hitting me head on the roof.
Well, then pull the sunshine roof back.
All right, then. That's better. That's better. Watch it, Mara. There's two big bumps in front of it.
Thank you. Much for the warning, Tony. Tony! Tony! Where are you?
Wait for me!
You and your open roof. Took off faster than Jet Morgan. Didn't half come down with a wallop.
Oh, did you hurt yourself?
No, but that farmer's got half an acre of mashed potatoes.
This is all your fault, Kerr. It was your idea to buy a car off Sydney James.
Well, how was I to know he'd sell you a stolen police car?
Oh, wait till I get you home.
Now, Tub. You went into this with your eyes open.
That's not the way you're going to come out of it.
Where's me fist?
Stop it, you two.
Look, if we don't hide this car soon, somebody's going to spot it.
All right, come on. Let's hide it behind that haystack till all the fuss has died down. Then, when it's dark, we'll take it back to Sid James and get me money back. Well, what's that? Is that you, Maura? I thought you were in the car. What's the matter? Can't you sleep? Poor kid. Must be scared stuck out there in a dark night like this. Never mind. Let Anthony take care of you. Ah, how romantic this is. Not often we're alone these days. Let's take advantage of it while old Kerr's asleep in the back.
Oh, my darling.
What lovely big eyes you have. Gleaming in the dark. Maura, say something nice to me. Go on, say something. To your bucket.
What's all the noise? Tony, what have you been doing to that cow?
Kissing it. I thought it was you.
Thank you.
No, I didn't mean I went away. Should we dance?
Hey, Tub, how about starting the car up and getting back to town? It's 3 o'clock in the morning, soon be past my bedtime. Gee, I'm so tired. Yeah, I'll fall asleep tonight as soon as my boots touch the pillow.
All right, just make sure the coast is clear. Switch that radio on, see if they're still looking for us.
Calling all cars, still no sign of stolen police car number 11, now believed to be abandoned. Intensify search around the dog and duck. Repeat, around dog and duck. Not in dog and duck.
See, they're determined to get us.
Yeah, we're dead ducks. Just imagine, 5 years in Holloway prison.
Holloway is for women.
Oh, well, it won't be too bad then, will it?
Here, half a minute. There's something else coming through on the radio.
Calling all cars. News has just been received of whereabouts of Butcher Collins, who escaped from Wandsworth Prison 3 days ago. He is also reported to be in the area of the dog and duck. He is believed to be armed. Take no chances. This man is dangerous. Here is his description. 5'6", dressed in prison clothes, one ear missing, large scar on left cheek, shaven head, broken nose, 3 front teeth missing, patch over one eye, walks with a distinctive limp.
Could be anybody.
Also speaks with a broad Cockney accent.
Oi, you, Fatty.
Fatty? Oh, good evening.
Who are you?
Anthony Hancock at your service. How do you do?
Charmed, I'm sure.
Here, are you by yourself?
Yes.
You want to watch it a bit? There's a dangerous escaped convict at large around here.
Is there now?
Yes, there is now. Yeah. Now, here, just a minute. Let's have a look at you. Hello? Suit with arrows on it. One ear missing. Large scar on left cheek. Shaven head. Broken nose. 3 front teeth missing. A patch over one eye, and you walk with a limp.
Well?
You want to watch it, somebody might mistake you for him. They say he's very dangerous, probably got a gun.
Really?
Yes, so I tell you what, you, if you'd like to stay with us for protection, you're very welcome.
That'd be nice of you.
Not at all, delighted. Only too pleased to have you. You must meet my friends. Bill, Mora!
Coming!
What is it, Tub?
I'd like you to meet our guest. He's staying with us for the night, in case that convict turns up.
Pleased to meet you.
Here, they fainted. I can't understand. Can you, Mr. What did you say your name was?
Butcher.
Isn't that marvelous? You know, you've got the same name as that escape. What's the one?
Yes.
Clear a space between them two. I think I'm going to join them.
Right. Now you've all woken up, let's get down to business.
Look, do you mind pointing that gun somewhere else? I know I come from down under, but I don't want to go back there yet.
All right. Shut up. One more word out of you and I'll drop me ball and chain on you. You've got a card here. I've got to get away. You're going to take me.
Well, you won't get very far in that. It's a stolen police car.
Yeah, every policeman in the country's looking for it. As soon as we leave this field, there'll be 50 patrol cars on our tail.
We'll have to chance it. I'm not going back to that prison. It's terrible.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, don't go. Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. It's all right.
We spend all day breaking up great big boulders into tiny little stones.
It's not fair.
Yeah, and then when we finish that...
Yes?
We've been all day cementing little tiny stones up in the great big boulder.
You haven't managed the library yet, then?
No.
No.
But, no. We even work while we sleep.
No, how?
Yeah. Well, they make us snore into little tubes that blow up balloons for the policeman's ball.
Oh. Yeah. I know how you feel.
Come on.
Oh.
Get in that car and let's go. I'll sit in the back with a gun and remember... One false move and a girl's dead.
Well, I might as well be. I've had nothing to say for the last few minutes.
Now, go slow along here, Mora. We're just coming up to the dog and duck.
What one's that?
The one with the 75 police cars parked outside. Now, crawl past them, then when we get round the bend, open a route. There's a long stretch ahead of us.
There is if we get caught.
Too late! They've seen us! Quick, put your foot down!
Faster! Faster! They're gaining on us!
Wait a minute, I've got an idea. Moira, turn up the side street. Hand me that microphone. Calling all cars, calling all cars. Stolen car believed to be escaping through side streets. It must be headed off. All cars north of the Dog and Duck turn left into Avenue Road. All cars south of the Dog and Duck turn right into Avenue Road. All cars east of the Dog and Duck go and pick up the pieces.
Where did you say you wanted to be dropped, Mr. Johnson?
Just round the corner. My old boss lives there. I'll lay low at his place till he eats off. Turn left in that yard over there. Yeah, that's it.
I recognize this place. This is where we started. Sydney James Secondhand Car Mart.
Yeah, that's right. He's my old boss. I haven't seen him since we were in the army together in 45. We got 15 years apiece for flogging the Royal Tank Corps to George Dawson. Go on, give a toot on your own.
Aye, aye. What's all the noise? Hello, gents. Back already? I never expect... Blimey, look who's here. Butcher.
Hello, Sid, boy.
So you managed to get out all right. Did you use that file I sent you inside that cake?
No, file wasn't any good. Didn't matter, though. We slung the cake at the wall and we all got out. I found these mugs. They gave me a lift in their car.
Which is what I want to have a word with you about, Mr. James. What's the idea of selling me a stolen car?
Stolen? You'll beg my pardon. None of my cars are stolen.
Well, where do you get them, then?
We find them parked outside cemeteries and we figure the owners won't be needing them anymore.
Anyway, what are you going to do about it? Tony's paid his money and he wants another car.
Look, lady, I'll tell you what I'll do. Seeing as you were nice enough to help Butcher here get away, and in consideration of all the trouble you've been caused, I'll give you another car in exchange. An even bigger one, no extra.
Well, that sounds all right. Which one is it?
A brand new one, only coming today.
Are you sure this one's all right?
I'll give you my word, you'll never regret it. Charlie, wheel that new open sports car out of the shed. Yes, the red one.
Faster, Moira, faster! There must be 50 police cars on our tail.
Look out, Moira. Mind that pedestrian. Sound your hooter.
Red open sports car. He told me that ladder was for seeing over the top of buses.
I've been listening to Hancock's Half Hour, featuring the lad himself with Moira Lister, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, and Kenneth Williams. Incidental music was composed by Wally Stott and recorded by the BBC Augmented Review Orchestra, conducted by Harry Rabinowitz. The script was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and the program which was recorded was produced by Dennis Mayne Wilson. Thank you.